When the world is in conflict, Twitter takes center stage. Once just a social network, Twitter's become a platform where democracies are born, dictatorships overthrown.
Demonstrations that began over Facebook and Twitter taking on a life of their own.
But during a summer of strife, it's gone from carrying the message to defining it. When ISIS broadcast the gruesome beheading of an American journalist on Twitter, the social network CEO took a rare stance, vowing to suspend any account posting that video. Twitter also pointed to their rules prohibiting unlawful use and direct specific threats of violence against others. The tech company acting more like a news organization, an evolution of sorts from a free-for-all virtual soapbox to one that's more controlled, becoming more aggressive in choosing what its members see and suspending accounts associated with ISIS.
Over the past 10 days, there's been a purging of accounts, of Twitter accounts used by ISIS members. And so we've seen at least a short-term reduction for now.
As the line between Twitter as a tech company and media platform blur, terrorists have taken note. Their recruitment videos, once crude, are now more polished. They're now in HD, even cable news-style text at the bottom of the screen. They aim to spread a well-produced message on Twitter and other social networks.
There's an inherent link between terrorism and the media. Terrorists use the media in order to help spread terror throughout the broader population. ISIS, I think, is particularly savvy with the media.
As the content evolves, the tech company that many would call a media company continues to evolve as well.